This is the week ahead. A look at some of the stories that Bloomberg editors are watching for the coming week.
This is Week Ahead editor Greg Miles here with Bill Glaskell, managing editor at Bloomberg News. Bill, welcome.
Thanks, Greg. How are you doing?
Bill, the coming week, a short week with a Good Friday ahead, with the U.S. stock and bond markets closed on Friday and a short day on Thursday for the bond markets, but still lots of economic and financial news ahead.
No shortage of that at all. On Tuesday, we get news that new home sales in the U.S. probably held close to a four-year high in February. Houses sold at an annual rate of 437,000 in January, and that was the strongest since July 2008. And then we get durable goods orders. That's for products like commercial airplanes, business equipment. They rose again in February, according to economists that Bloomberg has surveyed, and that means manufacturing is continuing to pick up, even with the threat of federal budget sequestration cuts hanging over the country.
And, Bill, looking at the flip side of the manufacturing economy, U.S. personal spending, surveys indicate that that will be strong. Very important, as consumer spending accounts for about 70% of the U.S. economy. What can we expect specifically?
Well, you know, low rates from the Federal Reserve, zero interest rates, that's really beginning to boost the economy. Personal spending is likely to have gained in February by the most in 5 months. Again, that's according to the economist Bloomberg has polled. That would mark a rebound from the hit consumers took in January when payroll taxes went up. And by the way, watch out also for consumer confidence numbers for March. That's coming out from the Conference Board on Tuesday.
Consumer confidence will across the Atlantic Ocean in Europe. The financial crisis in Cyprus is coming to a head with a big deadline on Monday, and that could affect all of Europe, though that's a small nation. Tell us about it.
Well, these deadlines for a Cypriot bailout have tended to slip and slip and slip again. So I'm not quite sure what the deadline means, but banks are closed or are supposed to reopen on Monday. We'll see if people line up and take their money out or if this leads to widespread contagion. So far, it certainly hasn't. But the other big focus is also on banks in the UK. The Bank of England on Wednesday is releasing a report on banks that may be short on capital, maybe short $91 billion worth of capital. Now, U.S. banks have already been through this exercise, some told to raise more, some told to get ready to raise more, and it's all part of global regulators' plans to rein in the kind of risk-taking that fueled the financial crisis.
Okay, the focus there really on Europe and the U.K., but also the world's biggest emerging economies. They're going to discuss their own challenges next week. They're going to hold a major summit in South Africa, the so-called BRICS summit of Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. Now, let's get back to another area where you can put your money. Initial public offerings. We've seen a number of them in the $500 million range in recent weeks. And the same story potentially this week with Pinnacle Foods.
Right. Do you like frozen food, Greg?
Oh, I just love Birdseye. I buy them every day and eat them at home.
Pinnacle Foods is Birdseye. And Blackstone, its owner, on Wednesday plans to sell off Pinnacle. And they're aiming to raise as much as $580 million. That's not the only big corporate transaction news of the week, of course. In Mergerland, a bankruptcy judge in New York plans to rule on the final approval for an $11 billion marriage of AMR, that's American Airlines to you, and U.S. Airways Group. That would create the world's largest carrier. The Justice Department, you know, has objected to this deal and objected to the $20 million severance pay for AMR's chief executive, Tom Horton. He's speaking in New York on Thursday, so maybe we'll get his side of the story.
And of course, the question, Bill, here is really whether the judge who's got to approve this merger is going to give them an easy pass. And by the way, I wonder if they serve Birdseye vegetables, on AMR and U.S. Airways just to cut costs.
Well, the real question is, how many frequent flyer miles do you get for an $11 billion deal?
Especially, one of them being in bankruptcy. The U.S. Supreme Court will hold hearings on a number of very high-profile cases in the coming week, same-sex marriage and the generic drug industry. What are the key issues that the court's going to look at?
Well, the big issue, certainly the big political issue and social policy issue, is the two arguments coming up at the Supreme Court on California's Proposition 8 and the Defense of Marriage Act. First up, the justice will hear arguments on Prop 8. That was the law that halted same-sex marriage back in 2008 in California after 5 months. The Obama administration, a group of Republicans, Apple, Morgan Stanley, Xerox, they're all urging the court to rule in favor of gay marriage.
And that's a pretty strong constituency there.
Indeed it is. But, you know, it's a very tough issue, and courts around the country have given different rulings. So this is the definitive ruling, one hopes. Next up comes arguments on the Defense of Marriage Act. The question there is whether the 1996 federal law, whether it unconstitutionally denies benefits to same-sex married couples while conventional married couples do receive benefits.
And last, Bill, you know, basketball has become a truly global sport these days with fans in China, Europe, and the United States. And those fans are going to get their money's worth in the coming week, aren't they?
Sure. In basketball, the NCAA, National Collegiate Athletic Association, the NCAA's March Madness marches on with the regional finals set for next weekend. That leads up to the national semifinals called the Final Four on April 6th and the championship 2 days later. Such is the madness in March Madness that outside of Madison Square Garden in New York is a board with the brackets that's about 5 stories tall.
Yeah, you may call it global madness. Well, Bill, thanks again. We appreciate you joining us today.
Great, Greg. See you next week.
We got to go. You can find the full print version of our Week Ahead on our Bloomberg Terminal at our Top Worldwide page or at NI Space Global Week. Our podcasts, they're also featured on Bloomberg.com and the Radio Plus Bloomberg app. Have a great week.
The Week Ahead. Copyright 2013 Bloomberg LP.